The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Boom, 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 boom. Well, she's on the air.
Good morning,
good
my
morning.
Friend. How are you?
I'm here.
And we're freezing.
and they've got the air conditioning on.
Mm-hmm. So because we know we live in the Berkshires, we know this is common where we have like a few beautiful springtime days. And then...
topsy-turvy.
Bam.
Yep.
Yeah. You think, you know, you're out kayaking maybe one day, and the next day you're back into your winter pajamas. And it's cold today.
That's true. It is. It's chilly.
It's cold. Good morning. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. Are we Stuff? We are. We are Stuff.
We are definitely Stuff.
You should share about that magazine. Didn't I send you a news from a publication in Australia, remember, that's called Stuff?
Yes.
And we're thinking of contacting them and then having them fly us to Australia.
I'll have to look through and find it again.
And telling that we're sister, I don't know if they're a station.
Well, I would like to find out what they do on their station and if they do the same thing as we do.
Wouldn't that be something?
Maybe we can cooperate.
Maybe. Wouldn't that be so cool? They would. They would fly us. They'd go, oh!
Well, I don't mean that. I mean, they would, you know, we would do the same show together.
Crikey. Is it crikey? Is that what they say in Australia? Crikey? Crikey. I don't think they say it like that. Crikey.
No.
But I think they have a very cool accent.
What the hell?
Oh, is that what crikey means?
No.
What the crikey?
I just, my sister and I have been bugging each other all weekend saying that to each other.
Really? Oh, that's so cool.
The little cat that just, it's cute.
I'm glad you had a good visit.
I did.
So our program Stuff is 89.7 FM WTBR.
And WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
And I'm sorry that you couldn't go to Eats a Pizza.
I missed it. My son had things he had to have done.
He needed you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was fun. It was really, really good. There were a lot of people there. They had 50-50. They had raffles.
Did they have music?
They did. Was there some music playing? Maybe. No live music or anything like that.
Right.
It was fun, and you know the guys in this station, and they're fun. They're fun guys. So
yeah.
It was really good. I don't know if I can say the pizza that I voted for.
Go ahead. Just because you voted for it doesn't going to change whether or not somebody likes it.
That's true. Porta Vida. Porta Vida restaurant in Dalton. Oh, my gosh.
Really good.
Oh, my gosh. Very creative, very good. And their pizza was hot, not spicy, because they don't have, you know, they have tables and they have the pizza and it gets cold. But Jay found a way. Hear that? Hear that? Didn't they? Jay found a way to make everybody say yay.
Hey.
There you go. And it was hot, and hot pizza is good. But I must say that KJ Nosh did win overall best pizza.
Okay.
It was very good, and it had a fresh element on top, which kind of put it over the edge. You know, some arugula on the top.
Oh.
That kind of made that little fresh element.
Yeah.
I sound like a chef, don't I?
Hey, pizza's
so
good.
It was really fun. It was really, really fun. We missed you.
I missed the pizza.
I know. And my husband's daughter was visiting here from Virginia Beach.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that.
And we brought her, and she won a door prize. Not a door prize, a raffle.
Uh-huh.
And what was so cool was out of all the raffle baskets, as I went through the line, I saw that one, and I thought, that one's her. All that is so her. Like she had picked the items herself.
Wow.
And that's the one she won. Isn't that cool?
Ooh.
So, my dear.
The views and opinions of this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and do not represent WTBR-FM and WSBR-FM, its management, producers, or sponsors.
That was a normal one.
Mm-hmm.
What is normal?
Nothing in my life.
Me either. That was very nice, and you weren't reading that either.
No, I memorized.
I'm impressed. I'm very impressed. I do like your twisted ones.
Yes, I know.
I do like your twisted ones. And let's give a shout out to your show, because you're back doing your show.
The Beyond, yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us
having a good time with that. I'm trying to find something I haven't already read.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably this afternoon going to stop by Barnes & Noble and see if they've got anything worth digging into.
Uh-huh.
So who knows what you might be hearing. I did. Dick. What the heck is it?
Tracy?
No, K. Dick. Anyway.
Is that a story or a writer?
Writer.
A writer. So do you read an
Philip
entire...
K. Dick.
Entire book, or do you read short stories?
So far, it's only short stories, but I've been asked to do longer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Are they continued to the next show sometime?
Yeah.
You know, I only listened once, and I just don't remember to do it. I have to just do it. Tell us what time it's on again.
It is on Sunday morning. Or Saturday morning. I don't know.
Is it Saturday morning?
I'm not sure. I'll have to look it up.
All right.
Because I record it ahead of time.
Yes.
And then they air it. So I think it's Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
So just so that people know what the content is a little bit.
It's called Beyond, and it's about science fiction, fantasy, and a little bit of adventure.
Is there murder?
There has been.
Has there? Yeah, and you know, she's got the perfect voice for that.
Oh,
the perfect voice for that. If it's on Sunday morning, that's a challenge. But we can go on the website.
I think I'm pretty sure it's Saturday morning.
And if you missed it, you can click on her show on the website.
Podcasts.
And listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. So I have a quote. From, let's see, I did that one already. Oh, this is cute. If the grass is greener on the other side, it's probably getting better care.
Whoa.
If the grass is greener on the other side, it's probably getting better care.
You know what I like about that? If you want to go where the grass is greener and you go over to where the other side is and then you... Do you look over the back there and say, that grass is greener?
Mm-hmm. Good point. That was from Earl Nightingale.
Can you imagine having a name like Nightingale? Whee!
No. It's kind of pretty.
Yeah.
But
it's feminine.
You're right about going to the other side, looking back. And I always thought, maybe the grass is greener on the other side, but I bet it still has weeds. And you still have to mow it.
That's a good point. That's mm-hmm. a good point. I
you
like
still
that.
Have to fill in the dead patches.
It still has mice mm-hmm. and bugs.
And voles.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Dandelions.
True or false?
All right.
Hey, don't say nothing bad about dandelions, man. I got two shows worth of... dandelions. Well, not really two shows worth, but you'll see.
Today?
I have the Illustrated Encyclopedia of Healing Remedies.
Oh, my. And dandelions are in there?
Yes, they are.
All righty. How coincidental is that?
Number one. The record for the tallest human is almost 9 feet tall. True or false? And number two, cheetahs are the fastest animal on the planet. True or false? Could be tricky.
One is true, one is false. Okay. Cheetahs are fast.
They are. But you have to listen carefully.
The record for the tallest. The record.
Yep.
Okay. Got it. We will return with that true or false.
In the second half.
The second half of our show.
And you have?
I got lots of stuff. We're going to talk about bananas.
Okay.
It's one of the things we're going to talk about is bananas. But before I get into the bananas, I found something that you might like.
Oh?
Perfect fried eggs in 2 minutes, and you don't even need a frying pan.
Oh?
This is from theexpress.com, and it says there's many ways to cook them, but you don't need a frying pan. So this person who does this, the person's name, the expert, is Danny Martin. And she has a unique method for making fried eggs.
I gotta know this.
She's got a book called Hungry, Healthy, Happy Food. Oh, no, it's a blog. Oh, it's a book, too. So it says, I have to read ahead because it's a lot of blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Using a microwave, easy recipe, real magic when you put the eggs in the microwave. She shared perfect eggs, blah, 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 blah. She uses medium-sized eggs. She sprays oil. Okay, so she sprays some oil in a microwave-safe bowl or a ramekin. She cracks the egg into that.
She cracks the egg. Okay.
Into the oil or into the bowl or the ramekin.
Mm-hmm.
You sharply prick the yolk with the tapered end of a knife to prevent any messy eruptions. So I guess you just poke it, but I don't know if
so
now.
So you can't do it like an over easy or something.
Well, the picture that I saw was. I don't have page two.
Oh, no.
Wait a second. Wait a minute now. Interesting, but... Oh. Page two must still be in my printer. You know what? While you're talking, I know where to find this. I'll find it on my phone.
Okay.
And we will find out how she cooked these eggs in just one momento.
I want to know about this.
All right.
This is good for me. This Alrighty. Is interesting.
Okay.
As I said, I have the Encyclopedia of Healing Remedies, and I have a lot of common ones. I'm not trying to do all of the Chinese ones and the Japanese ones and the ones I can't pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
And it was written by C. Norman Shealy, M.D., Ph.D., so he knows his stuff. And the first one I have, this is a very big book, and I'm just balancing it here without trying to hit any keys on the board.
Look, I have to just interrupt. She has this giant book. This is something I want to take a picture of. She must have 50 pink Post-it notes sticking out of only the first third of this book. On the sides, on the top, it looks like a cartoon that somebody would have in a newspaper. You with your little Post-its.
Aww.
And it's just, it's so cute.
I want to also say, if you have home remedies, say you take a petunia or something and you know what is good about a petunia to help you in certain ways, I'd love to know. Send us an email. Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
I know there's a lot that people do with turmeric. with ginger, with, yeah, I can't wait to hear that.
Okay.
All right.
The first one is onion.
Onion.
And you don't really think about onion being healthy. Well, anyway.
Is it? Is it healthy?
Are
we going to find out that it's healthy?
Apply fresh onion to an abscessed tooth or a boil to draw out infection and encourage circulation. You can mix onion juice with honey to relieve the symptoms of a cold. Onions are often recommended for gastric infections, and you can use them cooked or raw. You can place slices of raw onion on burned skin, bites, stings, bruises, and unbroken chilblains. I don't know what a chilblain is. That was what you're going to ask?
C-H-I-L-L?
C-H-I-L-B-L-A-I-N-S.
Chilblains. We'll find out.
You can cleanse the intestine and help to maintain the balance of bacteria with onions.
Chilblains.
Chilblain.
Chilblain. Skin sores or bumps that occur after exposure to very cold temperatures.
Oh, okay.
An abnormal blood vessel response.
You have to be careful with the onions, though, because nursing mothers... if it's in the milk, it can cause colic. So if you're nursing, don't try the onions.
Probably not a good idea.
But one of the things I read in another book was about if people had really bad wounds, say on a battlefield or something, and you fed them onion with bread or whatever, and if they ate it and wait a while, then you smell the wound. And if you can smell onion... their chances are not very good because it's gone through the body. If there's no smell of the onion.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what they did.
Wow. I know when you're nursing, same kind of thing happens when you eat spaghetti sauce.
You can smell the sauce?
Yes.
In the wound?
In the breast milk.
Oh.
So I wonder if you could smell onions, too.
Well, yeah.
I would think so.
And that can cause colic.
Yeah. I was sick a while back with a bad, bad cold. And someone told me this mixture, and I forgot what it was, that you cook up. And it's tons of onion. And I think it was turmeric. Might have been ginger, too. I don't recall. But it was to drink this liquid. It wasn't very good, and I drank it. And that's all I have to say.
It didn't work?
Well, I don't know. I did get better, but did I get better because of that, or did I just get better? That's the hard part. Did I get, you know?
Well, too bad we don't have two of you. We could try it.
I know. I know. I think there was honey in it, an onion. It was interesting.
Okay.
But I do really think there's a lot of things like this that really do...
that you don't think about.
And help. So I didn't look up the egg thing yet because I wanted to pay attention to what you were hearing about. But the banana... So this particular news article, MSN...
Uh-huh.
...said that they can get brown, of course, and it's really not good to eat a brown banana...
Well, it looks like it's rotten. It smells like it's rotten.
Uh-huh. It said health experts at healthline.com have shared crucial advice on when it's best to avoid brown bananas.
Always?
Well, it says it's a sign of decay. If a brown banana begins to develop any mold or it starts to leak or have a pleasant odor, don't cut the mold off. Don't think, okay, I can still use it for bread. It's saying that overripe bananas that have turned brown, are safe for consumption, but if they begin to look like they're more decomposing, don't even use it for baking.
I think once it starts turning brown, that's my message to throw it away.
Yeah, I can't eat a soft banana. Yeah. However, if a banana has begun to grow mold, we talked about that, they're packed with vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. The riper the banana, the more its fiber breaks down and starches convert into simple sugars.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even realize that, that a banana could have natural sugar in it.
Compost.
And it says that you can, we'll talk about how to store your bananas.
Well, yeah, it's a good thing I don't have bananas in this to talk to you about.
Oh, good. So two different
you're
things.
You're on your own.
All right.
Garlic. Now, I knew you would be interested
love
in garlic.
Garlic.
Garlic is very, very useful. It's been shown to lower total serum cholesterol as well as LDL. Garlic juice can be used to treat infected wounds and infections of the stomach. Garlic syrup can be used to treat bronchitis and lung infections. You can use it to obtain antibiotic effects. 6 to 12 cloves of garlic a day. Yeah, are recommended. Peel and chew 3 cloves of garlic at a time, 2 to 4 times a day.
2 to 4 times a day.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 to 4 times a day, you're eating 2 cloves of garlic. Well, I would imagine you do have to bombard your body with it. I wonder if you can just, if you can eat it a different way rather than just pop it in your mouth and chew it.
Right.
Because it can be a little bit hot, spicy.
Garlic-infused oil can be used as a chest rub.
Huh.
I won't go much further than that.
Why would you want to spread garlic on your body?
Because...
And you know
for respiratory ailments or in the ear to reduce inflammation. You can grow your own garlic by planting individual cloves in the fall. Garlic can be harvested about 6 to 8 months after planting.
I can plant garlic. I never thought of that.
Yes, you can.
I know people plant garlic, but I never thought of doing that and how easy that is. You just put it in there in the fall and you get your garlic. I'm going to do that.
There you go.
Yeah. If you like pickled things, like pickled garlic is delicious.
Bite
in a jar.
Know if I've ever had it.
Oh, yum. My mouth is watering. Yeah.
Okay.
Love garlic. Anytime there's garlic in a recipe, usually I'll double it, maybe even triple it, because I just love garlic. So there's a simple way to keep your bananas fresh. I actually saw on Shark Tank this guy who invented... They're banana hats. They're adorable. Some are Christmas. Some are, you know, they're different holidays and different funny things. They're little knitted or crocheted hats that have a piece of rubber on the inside. So you can stretch the piece of rubber over the stem of the banana. But the hat is there, so it looks like your bananas have a hat to go out in the snow or a baseball hat, and your bananas sit on the counter with these hats on while the plastic or the rubber thing that you put over the top is keeping the bananas fresher.
Well, I'll say this about that.
It's really cute. I don't know if they still even have them. If you're interested, just Google it, banana hat. You can even put in the Shark Tank, and I'm sure I ordered a couple.
You did not.
I did. One of them looks like a little hat for a troll doll or something, you know, a little doll.
Does it work?
It, you know, I don't really know because we eat the bananas before they go bad. So it says, let's see, they're turning to, there's a lot of words here that I don't really need to. So it says here, bananas are sensitive to ethylene gas, which is a natural plant hormone that fruits release after harvest to aid in ripening and enhancing flavor. When the fruits are piled together in a bowl, all different fruits, the excess ethylene can speed up the ripening and subsequently spoil the bananas.
I knew that.
I didn't know that. Many people lose their appetites when they...
That's why you got the hats.
...don't like the... Yeah. Yeah. The hats. Keep
them separate.
Mm-hmm. This person, who is a culinary expert... At Two City, it's called Two City Vegans. Mandy Applegate Never hear of her?
Nope.
Suggests that refrigeration is the secret to keeping bananas fresh and bright yellow for a long period of time.
Put them in the fridge.
Put them in the fridge. And we'll, I know you're just on pins and needles out there waiting to hear more about this. And we will keep talking about the bananas.
Aloe vera.
Yes.
Apply to burns and sunburn, ringworm, infected cuts, acne, shingles, eczema, wrinkles, and areas of dry, itchy skin.
Aha, yes.
All over the place. You can use it as a mouthwash for sore gums.
Wonder what it tastes like.
I have no idea. I'm not ready to try it. Apply the gel directly to the outer eyelid for conjunctivitis. It can also work on the thyroid, the pituitary gland, and the ovaries. And they're talking about the oil of aloe vera. You can take the leaves and wash them, cut them into 2-inch lengths. Slice each piece in half to expose the largest amount of gel and wrap each piece in plastic, wrap, and date.
That's how you keep it?
That's how you keep it.
So you have to drink?
To get the oil, you cover the leaves with any vegetable oil, allow the mixture to soak for 60 days, and then strain it.
Or buy it.
Or buy it. Keep the oil in a dark glass container.
Yeah, I would probably just go buy it.
That sounds like that too much work.
Yeah, I think I would buy it.
Okay.
This is, I know many of you are probably listening to this, and maybe if you're like me, you want to write all this down, because so far there's things that you mentioned that I'm sure everybody has issues with, like thyroid, cholesterol.
Yeah.
Burns.
Oh, big time cholesterol.
I remember having an aloe vera plant a long time ago, and you can break the leaf off and put it right on, right from the...
Yep.
Right from the, it's a succulent, right?
Yes.
From the leaf.
Yes.
So they're actually pretty easy to grow.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Doesn't it make you want to just go out and get all this stuff?
No.
Okay. So, Mandy Applegate.
Yes.
Our friend here is talking about bananas. Two City Vegans. I wonder if, it doesn't say .com, but. Maybe it is. Placing bananas in the refrigerator extends their life once they've reached the desired level of ripeness.
How do you know that?
That's really interesting, because I thought she meant
right
just
away.
Bring them home, put them in the fridge.
Yeah.
But she's saying wait until they feel and look the way that you would want them. They're not green, or they're not, you know, hard when you press on them.
Yeah, and they're not brown.
Right. And then once you're at that place, then put them in the refrigerator. The cold temperature slows down the production of the ethylene gas. Although the skins may darken in the refrigerator, the fruit inside remains unchanged.
Okay. So you have to cut them open to see.
I never knew that. Well, when you're ready, I guess you just open them up and
find out.
I guess it would be a test the first time. Because I've been making smoothies, so we use bananas, but sometimes they start to go brown because I buy too many, probably.
Can you just cut off the brown part and save the rest?
I don't know. It's just...
Like for a smoothie or something?
Maybe. As long as there's no mold there, I would think. But I know you can use those bananas for banana bread, right? You know how when you bake?
No. No. Sorry.
I think maybe at Christmas time, you should come to my house and we should make cookies. We should bake.
I like the drop cookies.
The ones that you buy in the package and you put them on a cookie sheet?
Those too. But these are the ones you use rolled oats and chocolate and stuff, and you mix it all together and you drop it on top of the stove or on your frying pan with nothing in it. No grease, no nothing. And it hardens. It tastes good.
You cook them on the stove?
Yeah.
oats. What else?
Well, let me see. Rolled oats, chocolate.
Is there sugar?
My mother, they get sugary because of the chocolate.
Does the chocolate melt when you put them in the frying pan?
It doesn't really melt. It just sticks to, well, it doesn't sound good when I'm talking about it.
It sounds
like that.
Really good. Anything with chocolate? Uh-huh. you could probably sell me anything with chocolate on it. Yeah, that sounds good. You need to find that recipe.
I do.
You need to make those, and you need to bring those in here for sampling. That's your assignment.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Okay. And it's time for a break.
Field Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Larry Cracker here on 89.7 WTBR, getting ready for another 2 hours of amazing oldies that you could hear twice, Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. and Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Remember those old 45 RPM records you had when you were a kid? Well, I have mine, and I'll play them for you twice a week. Nothing but old 45s. Saturday afternoons at 4 with an encore presentation Monday morning at 10 a.m. here on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we have a show called Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30, 89.7 FM on your friendly little dial. And we also have a station in
88.1 WSBR in Lee.
Lee, Massachusetts.
It's a pretty town.
Lee, Massachusetts. Lee is a pretty town.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty, pretty town. True and false.
True.
And false?
Oh. Excuse me. True or false? Number one, the record for the tallest human is almost 9 feet tall. Number two, cheetahs are the fastest animal on the planet.
All righty. I think I know this one.
True or false?
All righty.
Okay.
I just want to say also that I saw at the Eats a Pizza my cousin Marie.
Yes.
Who is a listener. And
yes,
she is. I said to her, we need you. We call out to you for help. And she was funny. She said, oh, I know. So I said, you know, you could come and be a guest on our show.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get a commitment.
Okay.
But I'm hoping that happens.
I've told her that before, too.
Yes. It was really good to see her. I saw a lot of people that I knew. There were some people here that work at the station and people here that volunteer at the station. And it was really a fun time.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
Me too. Next year, if you hear about Eats a Pizza,
You should go.
We might even need to get a bigger place, but Berkshire Hills is big.
Yeah. Celery. I always thought that celery was something that you could throw away because what good would it be? Because it's like eating a wet stick. I mean, come on. But. You can take the seeds from celery and use as a diuretic to reduce fluid retention, help with premenstrual syndrome and irregular. Drink celery seed tea before bed to lessen the risk of insomnia. Seeds help colds, coughs, sinus congestion, respiratory infections, bronchitis, and laryngitis. And the seeds or stems can ease arthritis, gout, and rheumatic disorders?
I've purchased a jar of celery seed for a recipe that I have. I've never seen a celery seed on a stalk of celery, have you?
No. Nope.
So I think you have to buy them. Celery's good.
They have a lot of good stuff about them.
Yeah. It's got a lot of water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's one calorie in celery.
So that, well, that wouldn't be calories in a stick. No.
No.
Even if it's wet.
What about vegetable soup and celery chopped up in the soup?
Oh, I'll eat that.
Okay, it's the raw celery.
Yes.
The stringy,
yeah,
raw celery.
Yes'm.
Okay. So, contrary to common belief, storing bananas in the fridge won't damage them while the peel may change. Oh, we did that already. The banana stays the way it is and ready to eat.
Mm-hmm.
The ethylene gas, we talked about that. Experts advise only refrigerate yellow bananas once they're ripe, because putting green ones in the fridge can stop the ripening process.
Oh, that's not a bad thing
and
either.
And they would be bitter.
Oh, well,
interesting.
That's not good.
Leave unripe green bananas out at room temperature, away from other fruits, to allow them to mature correctly.
And away from each other.
And then put them in the fridge.
Okay.
All right.
Now, this one really surprised me. Burdock.
Oh, yeah.
When you see burdock, you just try to get rid of it and clean it out. But actually, you can take it. Let's see. The common wayside plant has large wavy leaves and round beads of purple flowers. The root, though, is commonly used. Take for eruptive and stubborn skin conditions. For eczema, take with dandelion root for skin and liver problems. And it may even help with loss of appetite. So you'd have to buy the root, I guess.
Or,
unless you dig it up.
Yeah, dig it up and do whatever you need to do to get it so that you can actually ingest it and digest it.
You were saying pickled burdock root makes a good daily tonic, digestive, and blood strengthener.
There's got to be a way to get all of this in one pill. Just all of it in one bowl. All of it in like a big vegetable soup with all of it in there, and then you eat it every day. It's overwhelming to think about what I need to get and then how much you need to eat of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I guess.
All right.
Okay.
Let's talk about bananas.
All right.
Keep bananas fresh by wrapping their stems in plastic wrap.
I've done that.
Then by placing them in the fridge once they have ripened. So there's the little hat idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like a stretchy thing that you stretch over the stems, and it looks really cute.
So, and it keeps it yellow.
It says, for a cool tip, keep bananas fresh longer at room temperature, wrap their stem. Oh, this article is repeating itself a lot.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's why this is happening.
Okay.
Because, you know, wrapping it prevents the ethylene gas release.
Yes.
I wonder if you could wrap yourself. No. Okay.
If you release gas, you mean?
Yeah, to avoid it.
Horseradish.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
Apply tincture of horseradish root to skin eruptions or acne.
Horseradish. Wow.
Add some of the root to your toothpaste to clean your teeth. It kills bacteria and controls mouth ulcers. Eat fresh horseradish mixed with a little lemon juice for the release of sinus infections and nasal blockages. Chronic rheumatism may respond to eating tiny pieces of horseradish root without chewing.
without chewing?
Swallow it whole. You must cut it up and just swallow it. Horseradish is rich in sulfur, which may contribute to its antibacterial action and its many beneficial effects on the body.
Do you like horseradish?
In very small pieces.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever make, mix it with ketchup?
No.
You make a cocktail sauce out of it?
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And if you don't like shrimp, you know what I do, too, with cocktail sauce?
What?
Ritz crackers. I dip them in
You do Ritz crackers with
and
everything.
And cocktail sauce. Yeah. We like those crackers. Remember we talked about those?
Townhouse crackers.
Townhouse, the ones with the pretzel on one side.
Yes.
And the, oh, man, you guys.
It makes me want to go out and buy.
Me too.
The pretzels.
They're so good. We talked about these in another show.
I think everybody, I'm going to buy pretzels.
Everybody, they're really good. You're going to buy pretzels or buy the pretzel cracker?
I've got that, so
okay.
I'm going to buy the pretzel.
The pretzel.
See if it's very similar.
It's not. A pretzel's a pretzel. A cracker's a cracker.
No. The cracker tastes a little bit like the pretzel.
One side is a pretzel and one side's a cracker. You have pretzel crackers that you can buy? Look at the look.
You just buy pretzels in a bag. You don't have to worry about what kind it is.
But the pretzel cracker is like a Ritz cracker on one side and pretzel on the other side of the cracker.
It's not a Ritz, no.
What is it? Townhouse?
Townhouse.
That's right. You said that.
Yeah.
And you crush those up with a... Well, you just crush those up and you melt butter and you put them in the butter and then you put it on top of fish or you can bread chicken with it.
When I get to be rich, I'll hire you.
But you don't eat fish or chicken.
You could cook me these.
Just the crackers?
Sure.
A bowl of crackers and butter?
Let me see. What can I put them in?
You could.
Casserole?
You could make, I bet it would be good with like zucchini. Okay.
Asparagus.
I love it.
I love asparagus, too. For urinary complaints, arthritis, and rheumatism, drink asparagus water. The water remaining after steaming the spears.
I don't know.
Freshly cooked asparagus will tonify the liver and may be used in cases of liver congestion and conditions such as hepatitis. It can be added to food and drinks to encourage the elimination of urine.
Okay. Well, I know it does go through you when you eat asparagus.
You got to be careful, though. It's high in purine, so anybody suffering from gout should avoid it.
Oh, yeah. If you got the gout. Don't eat the asparagus.
That's right.
But I love asparagus. I used to hate asparagus when I was a kid.
Really?
Oh, I couldn't even stand the smell of it cooking. And then I don't know what happened. I think I found butter. Because asparagus with
it's
lots of butter
good
on it.
With hollandaise sauce.
Hollandaise sauce is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that I could drink the water. Could you? Well, I don't know that you really should boil the life out of your asparagus. You'd steam it.
Steam it. That's
and
what
then
it's
drink
talking
the water.
About.
Okay,
yeah.
And then drink the water.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it would taste like asparagus.
I don't know. I'll try it next time I make asparagus. I cook that a lot.
Okay.
All right, so let's see. You can add a whole week to the life of your bananas once they're ripe after you've stashed them in the fridge. I've never seen an article that is so repetitive about anything.
Now you got to look up fried eggs.
I have to. We're going to do that during the break, and unfortunately, we'll have to do that.
We did the break.
We're recording another show after this one, so we will talk about the egg. What's interesting about this thing about the egg is it says perfect fried egg.
Okay.
So before we investigate the rest of this, a fried egg to me is flat.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when there's brown around the edges.
And it's pink.
And then I like the dunky yolk.
Yes.
This doesn't sound like, so far, this is going to be a fried egg.
I know. Not
because
if
you're putting it in a ramekin or a bowl, and then you're going to poke the top.
Yeah. You don't pierce them if you want them to be fried.
Right, unless you want them fried hard. The picture that I saw was a perfect-looking fried egg.
Okay.
So I'm not real sure about this, and I really am very, very excited. I'm so excited to find out the rest of the story.
How about finding out about almonds? I know you like almonds.
Do you?
No.
Do you like walnuts?
Just a few, because after a while, they taste like wood.
Okay, you can eat it with celery. They'll do your stick and your wood.
Anyway.
So do you eat any nuts? Peanuts?
Cashews are good.
Cashews are very good. They're a little bit sweet.
Yeah, maybe that's why I like them.
Maybe. All right, so what about almonds?
I don't like almonds. They're hard and bitter.
Okay, not if they have chocolate on them.
Almonds are rich in protein, fat, zinc, potassium, iron, B vitamins, and magnesium.
They're really good for you.
Add ground almonds to water to prevent fevers. Almond milk is an excellent tonic during convalescence. Drink almond milk daily to reduce frequency of digestive disorders and to relieve respiratory problems.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very good for you.
Very good for you. I know if you eat too many almonds in a day, they are fattening.
Ah.
Yes.
Now, when I wanted to gain weight, I wished I'd known that. But now that I'm fat, I don't want to.
You're not. All right. Meat. We're on to meat.
Okay.
Meat should never be boiled. This was in 1955. We touched on some of these things in another show. It's unclear if there were a lot of people in the 50s who thought they should boil their meat, but the Homemaker's Meat Recipe Book has made it clear to readers that meat should be simmered.
Okay.
Never boiled. So simmering your meat in 1955 was something that people did. And I can tell you that my husband's mother boiled meat because she didn't cook very well. And all she knew was some certain things. And Mark would tell me that his mom would boil steak. Yeah. And I can remember that. Boiled steak, yes. I can remember as a kid, my mom, what were they called? Cube steak?
Okay.
Which I think is just hammered.
Yeah, it is.
Meat. She would put it in the fry pan, and she would use some butter, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she put a little water in the pan. I've never done that. I don't know. I have no idea.
Huh.
But if anyone out there has a recipe for boiled meat, don't send it.
We don't need that.
Mm-mm,
no,
mm-mm.
Especially me.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Cabbage.
Mm.
The ancient Greeks used fresh white cabbage juice to relieve sore or infected eyes.
Is that so?
The Romans and Egyptians would drink the cabbage juice before big dinners to prevent intoxication.
Is that so?
Yeah, I don't know if it worked or not. It doesn't say.
Well, I know there's people that would test it.
I know. Get your cabbage, guys.
Get your cabbage. So I wonder if you have an eye infection and you're at a cookout, if you can put the coleslaw on your eyes. I guess that might help.
But there's more stuff in coleslaw cabbage.
Well, I know. You just scrape it off and eat it.
Anyway, cabbage poultice can be applied to boils and infected cuts. It can be applied to bruises and swelling. It's good for sore throats. A warm cabbage compress reduces the pain of headache and some kinds of neuralgia. And cabbage seeds are said to prevent hangovers. But do not eat red cabbage raw, and beware eating large quantities cooked, because the high levels of iron can interfere with absorption, causing constipation.
Hmm. That that's news about red cabbage.
Yeah.
So here's an interesting thing that I knew, never did, but knew that this might be a little bit personal to any of you. Not, I never did it. Maybe you did it. When you're nursing a child and you're trying to stop to avoid getting blocked milk ducts and to ease the pain and all of that, if you stop too soon, you cut a cabbage open and you take out most of the leaves and you make a bowl because you've taken out, and really, and you put the, I'm not kidding, you put the bowl over
the breasts.
And, yep, and secure it.
As in a bra?
Yeah, and it is supposed to, and I do know someone that did that, and it worked.
It would tickle.
And it was told, it was the doctor who recommended it. I think it's pretty common, maybe. I don't know if it's because of the cabbage itself, or the fact that the shape is proper, or the fact that it's cold, maybe coming out of the fridge.
I would put rice in it. And
But I have heard of it. And if you have heard of it too, ladies or gentlemen.
We want to know.
Yeah. Let us know. We won't say your name on the air.
No.
But let us know if you experienced this and if it helped or not. You can email us.
At stuffingforus at gmail.com.
Interesting, isn't it?
All words, no number. I think we're done.
We are.
Now, true or false, man? The record for the tallest human is almost 9 feet tall, and cheetahs are the fastest animal on the planet.
I think there is a record of someone taller than 9 feet. So I'm going to say that that one's false, and the cheetah is true.
Nope.
I got it wrong?
You got it backwards.
What? It's only a 50-50 chance. Come on.
Robert Wadlow got to be 8 feet tall, 11 inches. Ugh. And he died early because his legs, his ankles, he couldn't walk.
Yeah.
And had problems. Now, cheetahs are fast animals, but they're not the fastest animal on the planet. They're the fastest animal on land. The blue whale and some others are faster, say, in the water or the air. Why? A regular fly could be faster.
Oh, I never thought of that. That's a tricky one.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember a long time ago, if we have just one more minute, on a talk show, I think it was Mike Douglas, if any of you remember the Mike Douglas show.
Oh, yeah.
The tallest man in America at that time, or in the world maybe, came to the show with his mother. What I remember most is his legs were so long that getting in and out of a chair was a real project. And I remember when he got out of the chair, he had to bend his body completely over in the chair and then push himself up completely bent over and then stand up straight.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That must have been hard.
Yeah.
Wonder if the Pink Panther had that problem. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.